This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, September 15th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It is a T-boy, Jack.
Nick, the temperature in Vermont this morning, 46 degrees.
Celsius or Fahrenheit, Jack?
Fahrenheit. You know what that means? It's double collared shirt weather. That's the trend I'm bringing on this fall.
Vermont weather sounds a lot like Nantucket clothing, Jack.
Double popped collars.
Are you getting maple syrup or are you going to a yacht club?
No, they're flannels. They wouldn't let me wear this to a yacht club. Trust me.
New York Fashion Week, take note. First story, what do we got on today's pod, Jack?
MGM Resorts, the hotel and casino company, has been taken over by hackers.
And we've got the solution to this cyber attack. Here it is. The Liam Neeson Doctrine.
For our second story, we're looking at ARM. The computer chip company just had the biggest IPO on Wall Street in the past 2 years.
Because ARM's computer chips are the coolest chips around. Literally.
And our third and final story is Britain. Over in Britain, the biggest chain of pubs has introduced surge pricing.
The pints are pricier during peak hours over in the UK.
If surge pricing can come for beer, then surge pricing can come for everything.
Is no liquid sacred.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Wonderful mix of stories before a weekend. Love the mix, Jack.
Speaking of sacred liquid, eins, zwei, drei, trinken.
Lass die Luft raus, Jack.
Yet his day one of Oktoberfest begins this weekend.
We know. You don't have to double check your calendars. It's still September. Deutschland, they like to round up early.
Yeah, so tomorrow is the opening day of Oktoberfest, the biggest beer festival on earth.
The biggest beer festival since Hands Across America, Jack?
Line up your lederhosen and prost your pints.
Like Jack said, eins that sei. Homaker and Schlemmer.
And Yetis, the epicenter of Oktoberfest is in Munich, the capital of Bavaria over in Germany.
And those Bavarians have been doing this beer tradition since 213 years ago.
Yep, the first Oktoberfest was to celebrate the wedding of Kaiser Ludwig das Erste,
who is the great-grandpapa of Ludwig von Wolfhausen.
Now, Yetis, we could tell you how much beer is consumed at this beer-drinking event.
Which is 1.98 million gallons of beer.
And we could tell you how many sausages are eaten at Oktoberfest.
Which is 60,000 bratwurst sausages.
But we think the better, the funnier, the more expensive statistic
is the number of things lost at Oktoberfest every year.
Get this. Last year, attendees of the Munich Beer Festival lost 520 iPhones.
They lost 600 wallets.
They left behind 1,300 passports.
That's right. They lost 13. 1,500 passports at this beer festival.
Verlassen, vergessen, verloren.
Lost, forgotten, and und left behind.
So Yetis and Besties, if you're pouring out some Pilsners this weekend.
If you're brauhausen in Bavaria right now.
If you're toasting in a tent.
Or if you're pulling a pretzel with that Spätzle.
Remember to drink responsibly.
And remember... to remember, to remember your things.
Right. Like wallet?
Check.
Passport?
Check.
Podcast?
Double check.
Let's hit our three stories, Yetis.
Machen Sie schnell, Jack. Machen Sie schnell.
Ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy.
And a ho ho ho?
Oi, oi, oi. You're good. Don't worry. Let's hit the show.
Get it wrong every time.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, hackers have taken total control of MGM casinos and hotels in the biggest cyber attack in years.
We think there's a solution, and we think that solution to ransomware attacks is the Liam Neeson doctrine.
But Jack, you know what's the worst feeling in the world? When you go up to your hotel room and the key card doesn't work and you got to go back down again.
That is so frustrating.
Oh my God. Yeah, the key card room rejection. It's the worst thing ever.
Well, Yetis, for over 3 days, room keys at MGM's hotels and casinos across the whole country have not been working.
But it's not just the room keys, is it, Jack?
As of this recording, the MGM website is down. Nobody can book a reservation or learn anything about the hotel.
Checking right now, it says offline, the entire MGM resort worldwide.
Even the casino floor at MGM's signature hotel and resort in Las Vegas has been shut down.
The slot machines aren't working. You want a daiquiri? You can't even get one of those right now.
Now, the reason MGM Hotel and Casinos is in complete paralysis right now, it's been hacked.
MGM just got hugely hacked, didn't it, Jack?
It was such a big hack, they had to make a filing with the SEC.
It was such a big hack that MGM stock is down 5% this week because you can't even get a shrimp cocktail right now.
Now, executives at MGM are trying to solve this crisis, but they don't even have access to their corporate email.
This hack is so bad that they have to use their personal Gmails in order to communicate at the company.
The CEO is trying to solve this crisis with, like, his BlackBerry BBM. Now, Yetis, this feels like the fourth sequel of Ocean's 11. Call it Ocean's 14.
I'm, like, waiting for George Clooney to just pop out of nowhere and say he did the whole thing with Matt Damon.
But this story actually begins on the other side of the Las Vegas Strip.
And Jack, what's on the other side of the Las Vegas Strip?
Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino.
The same casino that starred in The Hangover, wasn't it, Jack?
Yeah, remember he says, did Caesar actually live here?
Caesar's Palace, mattress, 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 the last scene.
Well, last week, Caesar's Palace also got hacked in a similar fashion as MGM.
Funny coincidence, Yetis. Just last week, hackers were able to obtain a list of Caesar's loyalty members, including their driver's licenses and their social security numbers.
That hack at Caesar's Palace is over, though. Caesar's Palace confirmed it.
But what Caesar's Palace has not confirmed is how that hack ended.
And according to reports, it ended because Caesars paid the hackers $15 million to end the hacking.
A $15 million ransom payment to let Caesar go free.
And that's the point. Both of these cyber attacks, they appear to be classic ransomware hackings.
Jack, it's got the fingerprints of a classic ransomware attack.
That's when cyber criminals pretend to be employees of the company, call the IT help desk, and schmooze their way to getting the username and password.
Yeah, they basically pull a Tom Cruise and bingo bango. They get the username, the password, and then they are into that system.
And then they hold the computer systems hostage and demand a cash payment.
And Caesar just paid that ransom.
And now MGM has to decide if they're going to pay a ransom.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at MGM?
We need to ban ransom payments. We need the Liam Neeson doctrine.
Yeah, it is. Jack and I, we're not blaming Caesars here for allegedly paying cyber criminals millions of dollars.
$15 million is a small price to pay in order to retake control of your company.
But guess what? That payment, it encourages future cybercrime, like the one that hit MGM just this week.
And as long as companies are paying ransoms, then there's a financial incentive for cyber criminals to hack again.
Because ransom payments are a solution for a self-interested company, but they are a problem for the whole economy.
That's why we think the government has to step in and ban ransom payments from companies.
Yeah, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Why should we haggle with hackers?
Would Liam Neeson pay a ransom payment?
I don't think so.
Neither should these Las Vegas hotels.
We have a very particular set of skills.
Yeah, if we criminalize ransom payments, then companies won't pay them anymore.
And if companies don't pay ransoms, then hackers wouldn't hack. For our second story, the biggest IPO in 2 years just hit Wall Street, and that IPO is the ARM computer chip.
We were curious why ARM is so big and so valuable, and it's because ARM is really cool.
Literally. Yetis, the number one financial theme of this fall. It's not football. What is it, Jack?
It's IPOs. They're back, baby.
Call your Goldman buddies and grab those dancing shoes, baby.
There are big names you know that are going public this fall.
You got Instacart and you got Birkenstock shoes.
But yesterday, there was one big name you probably didn't know that went public.
And that company going public is the ARM computer chip.
ARM was actually the biggest IPO of the last 2 years and the third biggest tech IPO ever.
In fact, Yetis, you are using ARM's product right now and you probably didn't even realize it.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
Yes, we will, Jack.
Meantime, ARM went public at a $50 billion valuation, and their stock jumped 25% yesterday on day one of trade.
And the big financial winner here, who is it, Jack?
Masa!
Because SoftBank, the Japanese venture capital firm, happens to own 90% of ARM.
WeWork didn't work out for SoftBank. ARM is working out for SoftBank.
But Yetis, here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. We were curious, weren't we, Jack?
Why is ARM getting all of the Wall Street love right now?
Why is ARM any different than any other computer chip out there these days?
Well, we looked into it T-Boy style. ARM is so hot right now because its computer chips are so cool right now.
Literally.
ARM has developed the most energy efficient chip on the planet.
We jumped in further T-Boy style. ARM mentions the word energy more than they mention computer in their IPO paperwork.
Because ARM's computer chips require 1/50th the amount of energy of competing computer chips. It literally stays cool.
They're so cool because they stay so cool.
And for what product is a small and really energy efficient computer chip the most important?
I don't know, Jack. Let me just pull out my phone to figure it out.
The smartphone. That's what needs ARM's computer chips.
Exactly. And get this, Yetis. According to ARM's paperwork, 99% of the world's smartphones use ARM's chips.
That's right. 99 out of 100 smartphones have a chip made by this company.
Which makes us wonder, who's that 1%? Like the Palm Pilot man?
ARM's one-of-a-kind energy-efficient chip is the reason your smartphone battery lasts one day instead of 1 hour.
If it's 2 a.m. and you have 5% battery left to call an Uber, you should be thanking ARM, not Apple.
That's why Apple just signed, get this, a 20-year deal for ARM to supply chips for iPhones.
That's right. The iPhone 32 is going to be using an ARM chip.
The battery life of your most important tech product depends on this one cool chip.
Yes, it does. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at ARM Computer Chips?
Not all chips are created equal.
Yetis, Jack and I have said it before, and you know what? We're going to say it again. Do not underestimate the chip. Don't just dip that chip.
Just about all electronic things require chips right now. And that's led to chip stocks soaring.
NVIDIA stock, it's more than tripled in the last year, all thanks to the artificial intelligence rush.
NVIDIA's chips are critical for AI, but they use tons of energy to do it.
On the other hand, ARM's chips can't compute for AI, but they use very little energy.
So you got NVIDIA, now the fifth most valuable company in the world, and you got ARM, the biggest IPO of the year.
Even though their chips are very different.
The lesson here, chips are crucial in this economy.
But not all chips are created equal.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab and go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
For our third and final story before the weekend, British pubs are about to start a new thing. Here it is. Unhappy hour.
British pubs are implementing surge pricing on drinks during peak drinking hours.
Jack, let's go back to our last trip to London. Remember we did our first live pod show to a live audience?
That was January 2020.
Does the name Stonegate Group mean anything to you?
No, it does not.
It doesn't mean anything to me either. But actually, they're the company that owns Slug and Lettuce, the popular bar in London. I think we were near there one time.
Yeah, your favorite pub in London, the Thirsty Stag. It's probably owned by this conglomobar, actually, Stonegate Group.
This conglomerate company, Stonegate, they own 4,000 pubs, 16,000 bartenders, and 25,000 taps for you to enjoy a lukewarm ale.
And these bars in Britain, they also serve shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, and fish and chips. And they ride all those products to $2 billion of annual revenue.
$2 billion in revenue for this pub conglomerate. That means they're as big as Lyft the Ride Hail app.
And guess what? This chain of bars just borrowed Lyft's business model.
Get this. Britain's biggest pub chain is bringing surge pricing to 800 of its pubs.
When the bar gets crowded on Saturday night, beer prices at these bars will rise by 25 cents.
Extra people at the bar after work? What's going to go down, Jack?
You'll have to drop an extra quid or two for that Carlsberg.
Well, I never. Now, Yetis, we know what you're thinking about this new business model. It sounds like an unhappy hour, but here's the funny thing.
We've actually had surge pricing at bars all along.
And you didn't even realize it.
Surge pricing at bars is what happy hour is.
Happy hour is ironically a form of surge pricing when the price changes in response to demand.
Happy hour, it's when drinks are cheaper, $1 off between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because there's lower demand during the afternoon.
Well, this pub chain in Britain, it's the same concept as happy hour, but in the opposite direction.
Unhappy hour just means more expensive beer at 7 p.m. and on weekends.
Because there's high demand at 7 p.m. and on weekends.
Now, Yetis, just to sprinkle on more context here, we've told you before, consumers hate surge pricing, but surge pricing is an economist's dream.
Because surge pricing restores market balance with dynamic pricing.
With surge pricing, you end up paying more for that beer at the pub during a busy soccer match.
But if there wasn't surge pricing, there'd be a line out the door and you wouldn't even be able to get in.
So we hate to break it to you, besties, but surge pricing is economically efficient.
It's economically sound, but try explaining that to Nigel, who's been going to the Thirsty Stag since Lord Mountbatten.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in the services industry?
There is a time and a place for surge pricing, and pubs aren't it.
Interesting thing here, Yetis. There actually are certain industries where we all tolerate surge pricing.
Like hotels, airlines, and trains. Prices change depending on how strong the demand is.
I've been doing it for years, we don't even mind. But there are other industries where we don't tolerate surge pricing.
Like movie theaters. Nick, this year, AMC tried and then had to cancel surge pricing because customers hated it.
So Jack and I are wondering, what is the reason customers accept surge pricing with travel, but we don't accept it with services like bars or movie theaters?
The answer, one has limited availability, and the other doesn't.
Surge pricing. It's socially acceptable if it's necessary to avoid a shortage, like with travel, trains, and planes.
But it faces customer backlash when surge pricing is applied to a habit.
Like drinking at a pub.
With Nigel.
At the Thirsty Stag. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the real Friday?
Nick, the MGM hack appears to be over. The website is live again.
Are you checking it right now? Did you just refresh the screen?
Yeah, I just checked. I refreshed the window. Maybe they made a ransom payment to the hackers.
But to end these hackings, we need to ban ransom payments. What we need is the Liam Neeson doctrine.
For our second story, Arm just IPO'd. Their chips are the reason your phone battery lasts a full day.
Because not all chips are created equal.
And our third and final story is Stonegate. Their 800 bars in Britain are facing customer heat with their planned surge pricing for drinks.
Because there's a time and a place for surge pricing. Beer and bourbon are not it.
But Yetis, this pod's not over yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, Delta just completely revamped their loyalty program on us. So now you earn your status from spending money, not flying actual miles.
From miles traveled to dollars spent.
What do we always say about airlines, Jack?
Airlines, they're credit card companies with a side hustle in logistics.
And second, the president's son, Hunter Biden, has been indicted on gun charges.
He's accused of lying about his drug use in a form he filed to buy a gun in 2018 and possessing a gun while using narcotics.
And finally, the biggest paper in America, USA Today, is hiring two new reporters to follow Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
Because Taylor Swift and Beyonce are economic forces. These are basically economics reporters.
Yeah. Now time for the best fact yet. This one whipped up by Jack and me to just cap off the week for you.
Earlier this week, we told you that bananas contain 75% water and watermelons are 96% water.
And cucumbers are also 96% water.
But get this, chicken? Chicken is 75% water.
We got curious. We dove in further, T-Boy style. What did we discover, Jack?
Pork, beef, even duck, 75% H2O.
Turns out the majority of chicken meat you eat, you're actually drinking.
You ready for this, Nick? Human beings are 60% water.
No wonder I'm staring at a tall, cool glass of water over there, Jack.
The reason, Yetis, the majority of muscle tissue is comprised of water.
So pretty much every living thing is majority water.
Which means we don't really eat food. We drink it. And we don't drink water. We drink ourselves.
I don't even know what you mean, but I love it. Yetis, you look fantastic all week. And we got a couple updates for you. First, if you've got a shout out, if you want to get a fact of the day on the pod, if you got a birthday, just go to our website, tboypod.com.
Click the shout outs tab and fill out the forms and you can make it into the show.
And if you want to get our takeaways to share and read every day, then you can get our newsletter also at tboypod.com.
Put our takeaways in your inbox. Easy to share, easy to read.
And Jack, I just got to say, your double collar looks fantastic and that's a win I want to celebrate.
I'm a fashion trailblazer. You can be too.
Don't sue us, Vineyard Vines. We did it first.
There's plenty of room under these collars, Nick.
Have a fantastic weekend. Celebrate the wins. Jack and I will see you Monday.
I can't wait.
And before we go, congratulations to legendary Yeti Amanda Tesoff, who just graduated from flight attendant school for Southwest Airlines.
Congratulations to Travis Mount and Bailey, whose sixth wedding anniversary just happened in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Not too shabby. And Jessica and Daisy are just a couple of besties hanging out on the Panama City beach, enjoying their T-Boy.
I wish I could be there, to be honest.
And Damian Prendergast, happy birthday down in Jamaica.
And happy birthday to Johanna Weiss in the Philippines.
And Letty Goldberg, happy birthday over in Seattle, Washington.
Happy birthday to Pancho Scanone, playing some paddleball for his birthday down in Miami.
And Oliver Demers is doing the Rubik's Cube for his birthday over in Rogers, Arkansas.
And happy birthday to Clancy Shepard in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
And Adam Lessing, enjoy that birthday in Braille, New Jersey.
Happy birthday to legendary Yeti Mary Beth Schubert in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And Kira Wida, happy 13th birthday over in New York City.
And a huge happy 27th to Frankie Golan, who's on the catwalk in Santa Monica right now.
Frankie. Really, really ridiculously good.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Apple, and no Vineyard Vines were harmed in the making of this podcast. Nice job jumping into the S1, by the way. I noticed how primary reporting. Your links were, you know, no as a one. I really love that.
I'm like, I got the CEO, Jack. I kidnapped him and I brought him here to you to tell you to your face that 99%.
Is that information integrity good enough for you, Jack?
Tell him what you told me. I don't care if it's in the S1. I want him to hear it.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.